Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Oblong Ball Foot Show. You can follow us at Chairshot NFL. You can follow me at PC Tunney. You can follow the IWC War Chief, Andrew Belaz, at, believe it or not, IWC War Chief. And
don't
Ray Cash.
Don't you do it.
You can follow him at It's Ray Cash.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right, why is it cereal? I can't spell that fast. CASHS$. Hi guys.
Happy division around, boys. What's up?
Yeah, happy for you, right, Andrew? Happy for Ray.
Yeah. At least somebody's happy here.
To be fair, we all expected that for sure. My team would make it, but had high hopes for y'all. So let's really be serious about this.
At least you did. I remember a couple weeks ago I said that I didn't think I was going to get out, and that's why one of the Falcons to win the division. But
I believe the Bucks got something brewing. Like
yeah,
I think
so
Baker
Xiao Wong Shu, but that doesn't mean anything right now.
Jesus Christ! Oh my God! I believe in what they're building there. I will say though, Tunney. Has the conversation come or we need to sit down and check with your boy Jordan, make sure he's cool?
Well, we don't have a choice. What else are you going to
do? No,
I
mean,
like, yeah, whatever. We're going to find out.
You have concerns, I guess what I'm saying.
I think it doesn't matter right now. Because if I could sit here and say I do, or I could sit here and say I don't, we're going to find out next year, right? That's just what it is. It's tough, though. You look at that team. Injuries yeah. Going into the game, injuries during the game, and I'm not one of these guys to sit here, and I'm going to preface this by saying I no clue whether or not this changes the game, but it didn't help. The start. Like, when you can see the recovery, and the guy's down, and he's being touched, and you can also see that it's a clear helmet-to-helmet collision that causes the fumble, you just feel like everything is kind of... You're rolling the ball uphill already, and you haven't even begun that. And then you look kind of towards the end of the game, the last interception. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. The Packers receiver didn't get to the ball before the guy who intercepted it because the other fucking defender for the Eagles had already tackled his ass. So, you know, frustrations there. Overall, though, I am still happy with where this team is at. The growth on defense is sick. Get Jordan Love, another offensive lineman, and a number one receiver, and let's see what happens next year.
Damn sure not Jaden Reed, I'll tell you that. My fantasy teams will tell you that. We'll let you know. I like the Packers. My one thing to you, when we talked about the Packers last week, was just the wrong team. They could have beat a lot of other teams. And I'm talking on both sides of the aisle. Last week, it's just they ran into the wrong team in the wrong week, bro. And so much of the seeding is timing, man.
I don't know who they could have beat last week. They were pretty banged up, but we'll see what happens next year.
Bro, like to your point, to your point, Tony. the game don't start off that way, who's to say that they don't play different in the other against the other team? Sorry, Andrew, go ahead.
Well, you can't bring that up if you talk to certain analysts. They don't believe momentum exists. It's not a real thing. So, you know.
Yeah, fair. I mean, you're right.
I agree with you, though, but like that fact that that's even rhetoric nowadays is ridiculous. Like, momentum, mentality, that's a big thing. But Packers could have won that game if they didn't kind of hurt themselves a little bit. So, you know, as we all know, the Bucs had the best game. I can hang my hat on that. Everything else was kind of a blowout. That was at least close. I think, honestly, this is the best loss in a way for Baker with all of his playoff losses.
Oh, that, because I hate when people no. Like that. No. There's the fucking loss.
In his mentality. No. Different reasoning.
Yeah.
Different reasoning than what you think I'm going to say.
No.
Because every other game he lost, they were down by like two scores, and he didn't affect it. This game, they lost because he fumbled the fucking ball. When it comes down to it. It was his fucking fault they lost the fucking game. And Baker is a fiery motherfucker. Like, he's going to chew on this for a while. It's going to piss him off. It's going to motivate him into next season. So the fact that Baker can 100% take the onus on this one, I think that's better for his growth as a person and a quarterback next year than just, I was trying to dig out of a hole and I threw it and they didn't catch it, or I threw an interception. Shrug. You know what I mean? Like,
I am of the belief, Tony may disagree with this, I am of the belief that you learn more about yourself and your team in losses than wins. So to that point, I can see where you're coming from. I mean, hey, look, you may be good at it, Tony. I'm not gonna judge.
That's you can be true. Excellent.
I'm not. You,
that's true.
One of my best friends is the best I've ever heard.
I would.
My boy can go down. So I'm not. Judging.
I couldn't tell you. All I'm saying is,
there's no shame anyway, Tony. Even if it was, we judge a little, but we don't shame.
In my, I just don't know what to do with that. In my
hashtag topical.
It's so irrelevant to me. I'm not bothered either way. So I'm just gonna keep going.
That's what she said.
That was fine. I forgot where I was now. Thanks, guys. You're doing a hell of a job over there. What were you talking about?
Wisconsin.
What were you talking about?
The Bucks, good losses, learning.
Oh, God, yes. That just makes me want to throw up. Me personally, in my experience in competition, in team competition, organized team competition, and a good part of it at a pretty high level at what I was doing, that's just so much bullshit. Because I've been on teams that have been bad. I've been teams that have been great for extended periods of time, and I've learned just as much in winning as I had in losing. I can understand where you could say that, and I can understand learning during losses, but I think it's a different people have different mentalities. You know, I think you get with a person like, and I'm not trying to I guess I am. You get with a person like Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods, they'd probably say the same fucking thing I'm saying, right? Like, fuck a loss. I'll learn from it, but I can learn just as much from when I win.
The difference with that, though, is Jordan would take the onus on himself. That's why the Bulls struggled in the 80s, is because everything had to go through him because he was the only one he could rely on. Baker, the point I was making with the losses, was he could chalk that up to like a full team failure thing when it was the Browns when they got beat by the Chiefs, or last year when they lost.
I understand.
When the Bucks lost. Like, this one was on his ass. Like, he dropped the fucking ball.
Sure. So he's
going to be pissed at himself and move forward instead of the good guy thing of, oh, it was a team game and we could have executed better. That's such a dumbass fucking thing. I hate people that say that.
I understand.
But this is motivation for him.
I understand what you're saying. I just disagree with you.
Which is fine. That's the entire point of a whole conversation show, is that we shouldn't just all jerk each other off and agree. Like, you know?
Can we talk about the semi-pro lifestyle of one Percival Charles Tenney?
Let's not. Let's move on. You want to talk about me? Let's talk about Aesop Mitchell, guest last week, Oblong Ball Foot Show, Wild Card Weekend. He went 3-3.
Yeah.
He did defeat Ray Cash, who went 2-4, who did defeat Andrew Belez, who went 1-5. Now, if you've been
Of
paying it,
course.
now if you've been paying attention this year, it would be no surprise to you at all that PC Tunney went 5-1 last weekend.
You also picked home teams throughout.
Hey, no, hold on. Hold on, Andrew. Sometimes chalk is necessary. And my boy went chalk, and
Andrew,
the chalk worked.
you could say that. You could say that if it was during the regular season and I picked three of the however many games they were. I picked every fucking game.
And five of the six
Credit.
were blowouts, so
I give. I look. I can't speak for the New Jersey delegation. I give you credit. That
No,
is
no,
still
no.
somewhat
This is
impressive.
supposed to be argumentative, and we're just supposed to
I
disagree.
also lost money for the second time this year on an over-under. I am 0-2 on over-unders this year, and have lost probably $40 to Ray Cash.
I think
My
that's right.
kids, thank you for that
Don't
20, by
worries,
the way.
Uncle Tony's got the movie next weekend.
I'll go PC. Took care of the girls.
Can we get popcorn? Yep, Daddy beating Tony's ass. Get the big bucket. But I am now 35-17 against the spread this year.
That's impressive, man. I don't do good against the spread.
I
I'm
can't
because I'm
believe
so
it,
much of a
honestly.
but you're a degenerate gambler, and I mean that with
I
love.
don't gamble
Like
anymore. Just with you.
anymore.
I like how you say anymore, which means it's still there and it's still how you think
It's
on
in your
things.
blood.
20 fucking plus years ago.
You're only 25.
Yeah, so
Plus
that means
40.
you stopped doing it like yesterday. Stop
Plus
lying to us. Fuck.
plus
You also
plus
just said you lost $40 to Ray. That means you do it actively this year. Doesn't matter if it's 500 or 40. Like,
I think
to be fair,
I think a total
to be
of
fair, we're
like,
even now.
yeah, we are.
No. You're up, aren't you?
No, I
No,
think
we're
we're
even.
even.
We've only done it 4 times. We're broke even.
Did I miss one? Because I know there was, I know of two. I didn't know there was a
Maybe
third one.
Tony, are we extending into last year too? Because I want to say, just I'm thinking every
I think
time we send money
overall
to
we're
each other.
even. I've seen. Yeah, I don't. I'm pretty sure
Oh,
we're
you might have
even.
been locking in last year
I
also,
think
because I think it's
Chris.
only been three this year.
I think Chris owes me like $30 still from betting, but we'll let that slide.
Man, Chris probably owe you a couple hundred
No, he
bucks.
doesn't. He doesn't. No, he
Knowing
doesn't.
Chris.
We were waiting because we were making bets. It's at the most 30. It might be 10 or 20. We were making $10 increment bets, and we weren't going to pay the other guy until one of us got to 100.
If you want me to get it, if you want me to get it for you, I can amber.
I'll text him first. Hey, listen, you know, I know a guy who knows where you live, and we both have your wife's phone
They
number.
moved. Did you did were y'all told? Did y'all know they moved?
They move out of Atlanta?
They moved to Phoenix.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. I
Oh,
knew
to be
that.
close
Yeah, I knew
closer to
that.
Chris's mom?
Yep.
No, to
Oh,
be
nice.
they're moved in with
Oh,
Greg.
mom. No, not Chris's. Yeah, Chris's mom, because
They moved in
Amber's
with
from
Greg.
Illinois. Well, maybe so.
I was trying to ask like a legit question, and you're just kind of
It's
just being a dumbass. Okay, it's
just
legit.
it's easier, more space. Someone to help with my
Is
boy
Chris's mom doing
Bash.
all right? Because she
She
was.
cool. She
Okay, good.
every time I would see her, she would just bug the shit out of me. So she must be doing okay.
That's good. Okay.
Well, that has been your Chris Platt minute right here on Oblong Ball Foot Show. We miss you, buddy. Come
Even
back
if he's not on the
anytime.
show, he's on our mind. That's how that
Yeah.
works.
Well, I mean, I think it's apropos right now to do this.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
There is the number one chair shot couple right there, Chris and Amber. I easily number one chair shot couple, right? No, there's no other couple on the airwaves.
Are they the only ones?
I mean, Greg and his wife
Yeah,
are, but she's
Greg's
on her
wife had a
own.
show for a little bit, yeah.
She's still got it going. Literally speaking, check that out.
But that's not on Chair Shot, is it? That's on his own thing, right? Yeah, okay.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's
It's
why,
not on her
because I she
feed.
used to have it on
She got her
Chair
own
Shot for
feed.
a little bit.
So you can still find that. Well, let's talk some coaching first. Let's talk what we've been hearing. Here's the boring news, the thing we expected, and maybe not so boring to those people in New England, but Mike Vrabel is now the head coach of the New England Patriots.
people called that as soon as he got fired from the Titans last year, and they just went, damn, they signed Mayo too quick. Like, you know?
But you know what? I'm not mad at the Mayo signing. They made a mockery of the Rooney Rule, but we know everybody does.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the idea that Kraft was trying to do, and he was trying to keep some of the semblance of what Belichick had with a different voice.
Sure.
And he's talked about Gerard Mayo, like the second he met dude showed he was a captain type stuff. Gerard Mayo's a leader of men. Is he a head coach? We don't know yet. He didn't get a chance, right? But everybody knows if Vrabel would have been fired in time, Vrabel would have got that job.
Yeah.
So he's the right guy. I definitely think he's the right guy. But I hate the way it had to happen, man. Like, you couldn't have had a conversation and had him agree to be assistant head coach and defensive coordinator. Like, you had to fire the kid? Like, I don't feel good about it. And then the reasoning. Did you see the reasoning? Did y'all read, press release?
Personally, no.
The press release was it was something to the order of he didn't think that they were holding up the integrity of the franchise and the correct vision of, like, winning. Like, he was there for a year. What are we talking about?
They got to say something, right? So what are you going to do?
It's contradictory to why they hired him, though, when they're just like, let's keep the same vibe and the Patriot way and the vision of the franchise, and then firing him because he didn't do that? Like, that sounds like bullshit. Oh. That doesn't pass the smell test.
Well, let's talk about more bullshit. Jerry Jones continues to look like a moron. Not only does he look like a dick to Mike McCarthy by not renewing his contract or letting him go for interviews for a whole week, he put his entire franchise 1 week behind the coaching search of every other NFL team that's looking for a head coach, some who had already interviewed double-digit candidates. But have no fear, folks. He did reach out to Deion Sanders on Monday, who said he's intrigued by it, and that's all he said. He knows where to find Jerry. Jerry knows where to find him. Mike McCarthy, on the other hand, has been interviewing with the Bears and the Saints. Some stupid people have suggested that Dallas trades for Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh needs a change at head coach. What are your thoughts on all of that?
A lot. You want to go first, Drew?
Sure. I'll just boil it down to I think Deion's intrigued because he does have some kind of loyalty to the Cowboys, but I feel like he also wants to see how much Jerry wants it, because Deion was there when Jerry fucked over Jimmy Johnson, you know, or at least in the league. I don't remember if he was there that first year, that second Jimmy year. I forget how that worked. I forget the year he was on the Niners and when he came over to the Cowboys, but he's at least aware of how Jerry plays ball. And if Jerry works with Deion and basically says he's going to ensure that he gets Shador and he treats him well and he's the starting quarterback, maybe that could be the carrot on the stick, so to speak, to get Deion to leave Boulder and come to Dallas. But if he doesn't make any kind of assurances, I think Deion just kind of is nice but doesn't leave.
So Deion went from Atlanta to San Francisco to Dallas, right?
Yep.
Okay, so then he was in San Francisco when they won the Super Bowl after Dallas won two Super Bowls and then went to Dallas and won it again the next year.
Okay.
He was not there with Jimmy Johnson. He was there with Barry Switzer.
Okay, so that's what it was. But he was at least aware. He was in the league.
No, you know right, what I mean? Right. No, I was doing the math out loud, honestly. That's why I was asking questions.
That's,
but I knew.
As soon as I said it, that's why I stopped and I thought, because I thought that was the order.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
because I remember.
It was, he's aware of how Jerry plays ball.
I remember 49ers feeling how weird it was the next year when he was on the field with the Cowboys taunting them. I think they played in a playoff game or a regular season game, but I'm pretty sure they played. Anyway.
I don't think I've ever talked to either one of you two about the merits of Deion Sanders as an actual head coach. What do y'all think about him as a coach? Not a personality, but like as an actual figurehead of a football team.
I think it's great, because I know Deion's smart enough to surround himself with excellent people. And it's the only way he's been really good in Colorado, and there cannot be a lack of excellent people wanting to be around Deion in an NFL franchise. The respect that he gets is greater. It's already there. It's built in, right? And that's really what you need. the guy's smart enough to manage the end of a football game. He knows fucking football. He's a fucking Hall of Famer, right? So automatically there's that respect. And like I said, I think he's smart enough to give his input and overrule the little small once in a while things he needs to with his OC and his DC and just be the figurehead guy.
Yeah, so, no, I don't disagree with that at all. I think Deion's fantastic because he's been there. He's a businessman. He's an athlete. He's successful on, I'm going to say almost everything he's done, just because I don't think the Braves won that year that he made it to the World Series. I think
they didn't win, but they didn't win, but Boer played great.
I didn't say he didn't. That wasn't what I was getting at. I'm just sure. I didn't want to say the words that he's been successful at everything because that they didn't completely succeed in. Gotcha. But the one story I heard from, I don't follow college, so correct me if this isn't the young man's name, but like I think Travis Hunter is the one on Colorado that plays two ways, and yep. He wants to do receiver and corner in NFL. And the story he told where Deion's like, be great at one and prove to me you can play the second one and I'll let you do it. So that kind of challenge, that kind of way he positions something for a young man who's growing up and learning to be, you know, an adult, responsible, and an athlete, and a star at the same time. And he's there to, like, nourish that and to help him flourish and understand, this is why I'm telling you no. Prove to me that I can say yes. Like, it's almost like a parent, but it comes from, like, such a higher vantage point IQ because he's been there. He's done that. He's played both ways. He's played shortstop in the MLB. Like, he knows all this stuff, so you can't really fight against him. You know what I mean?
He's outfielder.
So a few things on Deion. Number one, that's why I think Deion was built to be a college coach, because Deion literally coached. He's really a father to those kids. Like, he's literally talking, he's treating these kids. And the irony that his two sons and Deion Jr. works for the team, mm-hmm. like, literally are there. But he treats these kids like they're his kids. It won't be the same in the pros. I'm not saying he won't be great. It's just a different relationship with professional players. Even though these kids are getting paid, it's just a different relationship, number one. Number two, quick tangent, but it'll add in to the point I want to make. I feel like Deion Sanders, culturally and lovingly, is to football fans what Allen Iverson is to basketball fans. Like, especially in the 90s, just the counterculture, the I do it my way, the flash and flashiness, the iconography, whatever the word is. You get the point.
Iconography?
What he said.
their iconicness?
That'll work too, because what I was saying wasn't working. But I just think they're very similar. And so to the point that Andrew made, that anybody in the league looks at Prime and they're like, oh yeah, I look up to him because of the figure he held even before he became Coach Prime. That'll help in like those situations where the coach has got to earn it. I don't think Deion got to walk in and earn the respect of his players. He's got to earn he's got to keep their respect. I only got to walk in and earn it. I also think Deion is the best style of head coach in the world to me. I think a football head coach should be a CEO. I don't like the football head coaches like Sean McVay, that dude, that are play callers or X's and O's guys. I don't like that. I don't like them. I think they're great. There's a place for them. Give me Mac Brown. I think Mac Brown is one of the most horrific football guys, but the boy can run a program. Like, that's the type, like, so Deion is perfect for that, and he will get the right people. Should not happen in Dallas, though. I don't think it will work. I think he's smart and daft enough to realize, I need to be public and say I'm thinking about it. Ain't no way I'm going. Why? What out of that will work for you?
You guys brought up Travis Hunter. Let's have this brief conversation here. And I know a lot of it depends. There's some places where yes, and absolutely, and there's some places where it's a no, absolutely. But personally, Travis Hunter, if he's that good on one of the sides of the ball, I don't need him on the other side of the ball. Not in the NFL.
Not full time. Not full time, but he's definitely if he's gonna be full time receiver, you're definitely playing 10 snaps on defense. If you're a full time corner, you're definitely playing 10 snaps on offense.
I mean, if he wants to and can do it, I don't see why they would say no.
It's just more opportunity for one of your best players to get hurt.
It's also more opportunity for one of your best players to make plays.
I understand.
I mean, I would like more cornerback for a while in a more recent future past. You know what I mean?
I would like to hear, as we get closer to this, more intelligent football people than us, no offense to us, talk about this, because we all know the points, right? And we're just kind of, I just kind of think this side, you think that side. I want to hear what the inside NFL would say about it. Like, give me former head coach and stuff like that and why he
would. You know what they're probably going to bring up? That's going to be the deal breaker in a way for some organizations. You can make a contract with incentives on the defensive side and the offensive side to save yourself cap space. So you can say, if you play 250 snaps on defense this year, we're going to give you $100K. If you get 3 interceptions or whatever, then you get this. So they can make this contract all big and sexy and be like, oh, it's a $50 million contract for 2 years or whatever the hell it happens to be. But how much of that would be incentives for playing both ways? And that's going to be the clever part that I think some franchises are going to dig into deeper than others.
I get that, but it seems counterintuitive for a franchise, because I'm thinking if Jerry Rice is the 20th best corner in the league, he's still not fucking playing corner.
No, I get you. But also, Jerry Rice is playing for one of the best teams ever. The dudes that's going to be drafting Travis Hunter need all the help they can get.
My other thing is, like, protecting your asset, too, not burning out. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I agree with that.
If we're banged up in the secondary, Travis, we need you to give us 12 to 15 snaps back there. Or we have this late game prevent quarters defense where he picks up a guy in a certain spot. Or Hail Mary defensive protection, you know,
He'll be a nickel or a quarters guy. That's what he's going to be. Because if it's Hail Mary, they'll bring wide receivers in for that.
And he's not even going to be the starting nickel. He's going to be like
He's going to be packaged nickel. So, like, when you can bring in an extra safety or an extra corner, like, that's going to be his thing. But the key is going to be the incentives you can throw in that contract. And if he makes it flashy, like Deion did back in the day, like, more people might get inspired to do that, which then opens up new avenues for you to fuck around with the salary cap. Look at what the Saints were able to do forever.
My boy Andrew said he's going to get paid like he's a waiter.
Essentially.
You're making $1.50 an hour.
He's going to be Pierre Garçon before the Garçon, not the Pierre. Garçon over here. Okay, thank you.
Best be nice to the customers, young man. All right, here's what we're going to do now. I'm going to tell you about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Head on over there. Check it out. Plenty of great T-shirt designs. Get one for yourself and get another one for a friend. They make a great gift. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Well, gentlemen, it's that time again where, you know, we tell people to be careful, but in Spanish.
Cuidado, mucho cuidado, que estás tomando por un rumbo equivocado. Cuidado con tus mentiras, que yo las puedo adivinar cuando me miras. Cuidado mucho. Mucho cuidado, que estoy de vuelta cuando tú ni has comenzado. Cuidado, no estoy tan ciego para dejarte continuar con este juego. Cuidado, cuando me tengas que dejar a un lado, piensa que el mundo seguirá.
The lyrical stylings of Jose Jose.
And Jose Jorge.
Oh! Jose Jose, do you see?
Oh.
Gentlemen, there are only 7 games left in the NFL season, and 4 of them are this weekend. So let's get to it. Lo and behold, there's a game on a Saturday at 4:30 Eastern, and one of the teams in said game is none other than the Fighting Football Texans from the proud city of Raycash, the Houston Texans.
So shocked.
So hold on. I want to say, just give me just 30 seconds. I watch the games. I never go out to watch the games. I watched the Texans game and then concurrently the Ravens game last week at Buffalo Wild Wings. And the boy, when I tell you they was losing their mind in there, bro. And for a second, it made me feel like that would be cool to be a Texans fan. And then I remembered they're probably going to lose that game. And they won. And it like might be cool to be a Texans fan. And I remembered they got to play Patrick Mahomes. So
we move on to be cool anymore.
It's not cool anymore. It was a good try.
It's going to be sad times in Texas now.
Well, them Texans, yes, they're heading north to Kansas City. They're going to take on the Chiefs. Chiefs are 8.5-point favorites, Andrew. How do you feel about that?
I mean, the Chiefs are going to win the game. I mean, yeah, that's what I feel about it. 8.5 points, though. Yeah, I think they'll do it. I think their offense started clicking a little more. I think the Chiefs will cover that spread. Okay. I still don't trust the Texans. I didn't really trust the Chargers too much later in the season because they didn't beat anybody that was a playoff team until they beat the Broncos, and it took the Broncos, you know, till they played the B squad for the Chiefs to even make the playoffs because the Chiefs didn't want the Bengals in. So I don't know. I would have liked to see the Broncos. I picked with my heart, not my head last week, that I just would have liked to see the Broncos beat the Texans because it'd be funny. But I still don't think the Texans are good enough to cover that.
Dog, in this round, man, I don't care if it's the Fighting Forrest Gumps. There's no spread that should ever be more than 7. So 8.5. Look, the Chiefs are going to win. I think it'll be a decently comfortable win. I think the Texans have, like, not really bold, Buster Douglas potential to, like, get that one knockout because the Chiefs have played every game this season on their heels. Never once this season have you watched a Chiefs game and said, they dominated that game. And I'm not saying you have to, but I'm just saying they've shown a propensity this year to play down or even with their competition. On top of that, clearly Pro Football Focus, the AP, and everybody and their mama think that the interior of their offensive line, Joe Thuney and Creed Humphrey, is excellent. The exterior of their offensive line is gaka boo boo garbage. And the Texans edge rushers, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr., are fire right now. What they did to Joe Alton and boys last week was they're going to show tape. They're going to send out to the league saying, this is how you play defensive line football. So
you're trying to say he was the alt, but they were the delete?
What? You better control yourself.
Hey, nice.
So I'm just saying there is puncher's chance. There's some Riddick Bowl potential in this game. I do not believe that they will win. But it's enough to make me say, hey,
they were just
crazy
in a game they were in total control of. And it was a gigantic margin of victory. It was the game they just played against Denver. They wanted to lose. They lost by like a billion. And they were in total control of that game.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Look, man, I'm just saying.
I'm kidding.
Chiefs gonna win. Chiefs gonna win.
You got Chiefs to cover.
I cannot, in good conscience,
okay,
you're taking
the 8.5. All right.
Yeah.
That's
just too much.
I just went back and looked at all their games. They beat the Saints by 13 at home early in the season. That's their biggest victory. They had another victory by
10. No, it's not.
No, they beat the Steelers by 19.
They beat the Steelers by 19, and they beat the Texans by 8.
Right, but those are only two double-digit wins all season.
Yeah.
And their team has – well, no, they beat the Chiefs. They beat the Browns by 14, but it's the Browns, so they barely count. But they beat the Browns by 14.
Three times.
And the Nasty Man was still starting.
But my point is, it's the later in the season wins have been larger margins of victory.
Because
it was 14, 8, and then 19, and then – The B team fucking, you know, Bo Dallas and fucking Curtis Axel showed up and fucking lost their asses to the fucking Broncos.
Listen, I was the only one to pick Houston last week. All right. Ray's got Houston this week. Andrew's got KC this week. Play the lumber. Give me Kansas City at home. -8.5 points.
Boy, look, man. If they lose by 1.5, don't ever question Houston why y'all ass is at 3:30 on Saturday. Don't ever. In fact, can we put them on Friday night? Can we put them on Friday with the high school kids? Come on, bro. We got to do better.
That's funny.
I mean, I think that one game where they were up, what, like 24-0 after the first quarter or something like that, and then the Chiefs came back to beat their ass the rest of the game, like, I think that could be why they're on at 3:30 every fucking Saturday. Because
there's many reasons.
Chiefs got 15 more minutes of bye week, and they still beat the shit out of that team.
Let's move to Saturday
Andrew's
night.
Just like, y'all get to sleep in. This first quarter don't happen. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, boy.
Let's move to Saturday night, where we're expecting a little bit more fireworks on the offensive side of the football. Lo and behold, Washington Commanders and their rookie quarterback, Jaden Daniels, have found themselves in the second round. This is the second year in a row that a rookie quarterback has won a playoff game. How about that?
Good for him.
Good for my good for my fantasy football team. Washington.
Didn't your season stop, though?
I can keep him.
Oh, gotcha.
Over under 55.5, the highest over under of the weekend. Detroit is -9.5 points, the highest spread of the weekend. I will start the bidding here. 9.5 is a lot. I have really liked what Washington has done all year. Jaden Daniels, the guy is just going to be a very good quarterback for a very long time, as long as, just like anybody in the league, you can stay healthy. The kids just got it. But this Detroit team is way too much for Washington. They're ready to go. They have a week off. They may not be back at full strength from all the injuries they've had, but they're well rested as they've been all season. And enough of them are hungry and ready to go. I mean, Gibson is going to run all over these guys. Look for Jameson. Probably have a couple deep touchdowns. I see this going over, but definitely give me Detroit -9.5. We're laying wood Saturday, boys. We're unbuttoning. We're pulling the zipper down, and we're right in your face. I'm covering 8.5. Ooh. I'm covering 9.5. I can cover fucking as much as you want, baby.
Well, I'm glad you're above average, Tony.
No, it's not that big.
Dog, look.
You follow that, Ray. Have fun with that.
Eight and a half's a lot. I mean, if you got 8.5,
been working
good for
with you. Now, Tony?
If you got 8.5, look, good for you. We ain't quite there.
This is why I'm.
We were not really that far away, but I mean, you know. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I was just keeping going with the bit.
Thank you. This is why I'm troubled by the spread. The Texans spread makes a lot of sense when you factor in their failure in this round in particular and the fact that they have struggled offensively all year because of injuries, bad offensive line play, and the lot. The Commanders have been one of the more consistently higher scoring teams all year. They have maybe the best rookie quarterback in a rookie quarterback season ever, from a number standpoint. And they are easily one of, if not the best, fourth quarter comeback teams. And the Lions are the best team maybe in the league. But and Alex Angelina is back. That really solidifies their defense because their quarterback is back in the defense, right? But you don't think they can score a last-minute tutty and get it within 5 or 4 or 3? I am flabbergasted. Like, Vegas is screaming at you to lose your money.
I just want to let you know, Ray, that I covered 8.5 and 9.5 last week. So,
what were the games?
Baltimore and Buffalo. And you also lost both of those games last week.
Well, and I lost, but I lost the Baltimore game out of respect for Mike Tomlin. I told you that what was going to happen. Go back and listen to the game.
Ray, listen to the tape. Just so you know, guys, Ray throws money away on integrity here while we're making these picks.
Every now and then, you got to go with your heart. I was showing some love to the boy Tomlin.
Yeah, it's like,
but I told you,
it's like me going. That's like me going. You know, every time I actually lose these bets to Ray, I'm really just trying to buy the girls something. You know, no big deal.
You just need an excuse to get them something nice, because Ray's like, no, you don't need to give me any money. You don't need to get him anything. So you just make a bet to give Ray money. That's really nice of you.
Yeah, it's like it's like Ray.
I bet it's gonna be $500.
It's like Ray. How about it's like I'll give you Houston and 84 points this weekend. How about it? Dude, Chiefs win 88-0 this weekend. Ray loses house.
All the ladies at the church will be like, he's such a good uncle. Oh. Yeah, no, man. The commies, it's gonna be less than 9.5, bro. Okay. There's no way. But hey, if you want to talk about over, that over 55.5. You better throw your money at that. They're gonna be throwing the points.
I hope it is. I wanna see a fucking shoot out. Andrew?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm more in Ray's camp right now, where I think the formerly known as the Redskins, they shouldn't be known as the Commanders because that's a terrible name, you know, Washington football team, is going to cover the 9.5, but they ain't winning that game. I think Detroit's probably going to come out a little slow just because they had the time off, and Campbell's like going for it on fourth down could bite him a little bit, which could end up just giving away some points to Washington. And that's why I think that Washington's going to keep it close. I think some of the fourth down hot dog eating, you know, bite their kneecaps bullshit is going to bite them a little, but not enough to lose the game, but enough to cover 9.5. Cause 9.5 is a bit. And yeah, Commanders are a better team than the Texans this year to me. So I feel like 9.5 is too much.
All right. Fair enough. I mean, I don't know. You guys are doing this all year. Anyway,
you did lose like 17 games this year. You're not 100% this year. Stop it.
The Rams heading to Philadelphia. Philly, 6-point favorites, over-under 44 in this game. The lowest over-under of the weekend was the Houston KC. It's 41.5. I have a feeling the public will be on the under there. This is an interesting matchup, considering that in Week 12, I think it was, Philly won 37-20, and Barkley rushed for 255. And at the same time now, everybody and their mother's in love with the Rams because they had 8 sacks against the Vikings.
Was it 8 or was it 9? I thought it was 9.
It was 9.
There you go. It was 9? Even more.
I remember
the Germans were watching that. They were like, no, it was 9. We love these Rams.
So we know who Gunther's favorite team is.
Exactly. We like the same teams the Mexicans like in California. We like them because the Rams. 9! You can't tell me. Come on. You've seen Dodger Stadium. You've seen fucking Rams games. Stop it. It's the demographic.
No, I'm just thinking of the Germans and the Mexicans finding some common ground through sports.
Soccer. Soccer. We like strudel.
Soccer.
And bratwurst.
Soccer.
Oh, so good too. Yeah, yeah.
They have soccer in common, or football.
Soccer and sauerkraut go together. Yeah, then we can put some carne asada in your sauerkraut.
No.
Why was this brought up at the meetings like 100 years ago? Like, what was this?
I'm going with cheesesteaks.
Why do you think the Aztecs built those pyramids and nobody ever questions them? We only question Egyptian pyramids, never Aztec pyramids. Think about that.
Also, it's because Hernan Cortez destroyed all those pyramids. I'm just saying.
It's German engineering. That's why. They learned the piece by piece. Very Prussian.
I was on the Rams last week. I'm taking Philly. I think Philly's got the best defense in the league. I think they're well read, clearly, on the sidelines. And I don't think the Rams are very good at stopping the run. So give me Philly -6.
Andrew, who are the Hessians pick?
The Hessians, they pick the Rams because it's going to be a shootout, and the Eagles cannot shoot, really. They don't have a lot of high-scoring games. Yeah, you're talking about the Week 12 when it was 37-20. They don't usually score a lot of points, though. They usually keep it kind of low, and the Rams, they do not. The Rams like to fling the ball. Sean McVay like to be gunslinger. He's like, yeah, let's go. Drops the big bomb. It's good stuff.
I like when Andrew picks against me.
The Oppenheimer.
We made it. We didn't use it. The Americans used it. We knew it was dangerous. That's why we lost the war. Just it's like when you lost your thing to Mike Tomlin. We knew it was a bad idea. We just wanted to make you guys look like the bad guys. So we lost the war to make you look like assholes.
I don't know what's funnier, the genuine hilarity of what you're saying, or Tony like, come on, bro, we got to go.
It's both.
I'm letting you guys have your fun, and I'm no selling you into shorter fun amount of time for fun.
Real quick, actual football analysis. The reason the Rams, everybody's on the Rams right now, because
you realize in like 5 weeks you guys can be as stupid as you want.
No, we'll do that.
We can be as stupid as we want to whenever we want to. This is America, motherfucker. This isn't Shaoxianghu. You can't China me, bitch.
I just want you to know that hot dogs, cooking hot dogs and eating hot dogs in North Korea is now considered treason. You can find those kind of stories. That's why. You can find those stories and more every week on The Oddity right here on Chairshot Radio Network. Quick plug. Myself and Dave Sopp.
Let's be real. Here.
Okay, now we're going to be real.
I'm trying to give actual analysis.
Ooh, now we're informative. What the fuck?
Okay, Raph, sorry.
The Rams.
It's like you're on a sitcom and like you broke and everybody laughed, and then when you tried to go back to do it again, we all just laughed again.
Yeah, at this point, the Rams again have a shot, but the Eagles are the better team. I don't like that this character assassination on Jalen Hurts though. he's not trash, bro. Like, he's still a good quarterback. Like, everybody's become, and it's not the media really, it's his own damn receiver. AJ Brown is trying to sit this man down.
You can like, take whenever, the T.O. whenever, out of Philly, but you can't take the Philly out of T.O. or however that has to work.
Drew, and the next time Tony gets on my nerves, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a fucking book on his bitch ass.
Good. Read in your head.
What X-Men book
you
want?
Is my turn to pick? Oh, that's okay.
What X-Men book is that?
Oh, it's old school, second Genesis. Like, it's I literally found this was my first X-Men book as a kid. My mama found it and gave it to me. You got and I like gave it the biggest hug ever.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's nice.
Old school.
That's nice. You got Philly minus six. I know you do.
I do, although the Rams can score, but I don't know that the Rams are going to repeat that defensive showing last week. They were great. They were fantastic, but they also scored on defense too. That's not happening again. And just the ability of the Eagles to dominate the time of possession, even though Kyren Williams is the most underrated running back in the game this year, I really, really think the Eagles is going to be like a 41-19 time of possession if they play this right. So yeah, I got the Eagles.
Okay. All right. Are they doing? I wrote the stuff down, so I'm not on my phone right now. They're doing the conference championship Sunday schedule again on the weekend before, right? They're not doing noon and 3 or 1 and 4. They're doing like 3 and 6:30.
2 and 6. Yeah, somewhere like that. Yeah.
Oh, I hate that. Or 7:30, whatever it is, because that's what they always did for the conference championships, and now they've brought it to divisional weekend on Sunday.
I'm just glad it's not 8 o'clock. Some of these games just start too fucking late.
Yeah. Oh yeah. East Coaster, huh?
So 3 and 6:30 then.
That was my favorite thing about my brief stint in California. You get football at like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. That's a good way to wake up.
So a buddy of mine.
Look at this. It's football.
Dude, a buddy of mine I went to high school with, who was also into the Las Vegas spreads, moved to Hawaii.
To get away from debtors' collections?
No.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
He always wanted. Think about how early football is on in California. It's like
8 o'clock.
It's
even earlier.
8 o'clock.
Yeah. Hawaii, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah. All right. There's. I think that's it. That's all the games, right, Andrew?
We don't have to talk about the other game.
I don't want. No.
I don't want to talk about it. I want y'all to watch. Just let's watch and see.
Well, we have to pick it.
We've talked enough. We've talked enough about both teams. We've talked enough about both quarterbacks all year. Let's watch and see.
I wasn't even going to talk about the quarterbacks. Like, I just thought it'd be fun that we get to see the playoff together.
You're going to win by at least 1.5, right, Ray?
Oh, yeah. No, we win outright. Absolutely, yes.
I mean, you beat the shit out of them in the regular season.
Well, you're given one. You got to cover one. Or do you want to take the 1 point for Buffalo? It's 1 point. Give me a break.
How about you pick for me?
I got it. Ray wants to bet me $10 million. He takes Buffalo plus one. Okay, got it.
Can I get that in Cash App, please?
Andrew, witness.
Yep, witness, yep.
Andrew, what do you like? Baltimore at Buffalo. Buffalo, the underdog. By 1 point here. The over-under here is 51.5, also a pretty pretty decent over-under.
I hope it's a good game. I hope it's not as much of a stomp as the regular season game, because all the rhetoric has, you know, going to be the whole MVP race thing, and that's probably what they're going to talk about during the game. I still think the Ravens are going to beat the brakes off them, but I just want it to be a good game.
All right, we're all on Baltimore. Minus 1 point here. It's basically no line. If you're a bettor and you think Baltimore is going to win, you're not going to think Buffalo can't cover one. You're not going to play the push. So
unless they win.
Well, exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying, right? You can't. So if you think Baltimore is going to win, you're going to lay the point. I think Baltimore is going to win. I think you're going to see a lot of what you saw last week, and just you're gonna have to defend right up the gut. You're gonna have to defend side to side, and when we want to, we're gonna take a shot. You know, it's gonna be interesting if Baltimore's defense can just slow Josh Allen down a little bit. That's all they need. It really is.
See, that was my big question, and where I'm glad Ray is on this week, because I hope they don't play like last week, because I want them to play better. It was 21-0 at halftime, and they only scored a touchdown in the second half, and the Steelers almost came back and made that questionable. So I was going to say, Ray, do you think it was they took their foot off the throat, so to speak, or do you think it's just the suspect aspect of the defense kind of lit a few through and the offense struggled a little bit because of halftime adjustments or whatever they usually chalk that shit up to?
I think it's too much respect for the Steelers, their rivals and big brothers. They get too much respect. I don't think they're going to go into that game with Buffalo with the same amount of respect. I'm not saying they don't respect McDermott, they don't respect Allen of the team. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying when you play a team twice a year every year, and then you're so intrinsically tied to one team. Mm-hmm. These two coaches are so intrinsically tied to each other. Jesus. The Steelers were bragging that they had the blueprint to beat Lamar, and the facts were they had the blueprint to beat Lamar. Just think there was a lot more of the respect paid to that game. Now they go out there and play freely.
So the secret grammar game show that lies beneath every podcast I do, Ray is making a lot of points today with intrinsically and propensity. It's like a Hall of Fame day, like none other for any other person I've ever worked with.
I thought he should have got the most Scrabble points for iconography. He could have pronounced it, but he got it right.
Let me tell you something. Hey. Key and Ka can get you a lot if you play them right, okay?
Are we talking Scrabble or something else?
Both.
I think Thank that you, should be the way. Title of the show.
All that work is already done, and I ain't doing shit but plugging in the audio, buddy. Sorry.
What's the meme with the You're more than welcome, girl.
You're more than welcome.
¿Por qué no los dos?
Listen, you're more than welcome to record and post the show, and you can name it whatever the fuck you want.
You know what I'm gonna do?
Why you don't just leave the title blank? How hard does it take to type fucking seven words?
No, I can change it. But I could change the title, but I want the I started doing weird titles like when we switched over the show, but for the playoffs, I think it's better to have Wild Card Weekend and Divisional Round up there.
SEO, yeah, it's better for the SEO. But I think I'm gonna start going in Red Circle and going in and WordPress and like just changing random titles of funny posts.
By the way, if you want your ex post on Chairshot Media to have the picture of your podcast show, you gotta put a featured image in WordPress.
No, you know how long it had been since I had posted on WordPress. I forgot. I did everything else but the picture.
I know, and I went in and changed it, but it's not gonna change the ex post. But since you brought it up, I was like, oh, this feels real like old. Point. This feels like old times. Ray would post the show, and before it would even hit the next morning, you'd get a text message. I'd be like, with a picture, and I would circle the fucking.
I went from posting like four times a week to not posting in like 4 months. I forgot. I'm sorry.
No, it was. It's all good. I would just. It's a friendly reminder.
No, thank you. Because you can find more things like this in conversation on the Friends in the Sports podcast, back again next week.
There we go.
Nice.
Sunday mornings, Truth Radio Network.
Only on Elon Musk's internet.
That's all Elon Musk stuff now.
I mean, at this point, yeah.
Is Andrew's Super Bowl prediction dashed already?
It has been, because it's the Falcons, yes.
Okay, good. So who do we think is going to be in the Super Bowl as we sit here with eight teams left?
The teams that win.
I'm more than happy to wrap it up, buddy. I was trying to get the show to go a little longer.
That's our show. Thanks for listening.
I don't do that. I'm going to change it because it was a bad season and my team's out. I said what I said. business. Week zero. If it doesn't work out, I'm fucking done.
I do it because it's a weekly podcast on the NFL, and we got to give our opinions from week to week.
And my opinion is I made my opinion known week zero. It didn't work out. Shit happens.
So, Andrew, at this point, who do you think? I'm interviewing. I'm going to play both roles here. Andrew Velez. Okay? And I'm even using my pen as a microphone to interview him. So, Andrew Velez, at this point in the season, with your original pick dashed from before the season, who now do you feel will be in the Super Bowl? Andrew, this is Andrew now. Not who I picked. Back to you.
Yay, you didn't pick a cop-out answer and just bandwagon a team in the playoffs like an imbecile. Good job.
No,
I'm
just someone on a podcast who's got to give an opinion every week. Jesus Christ.
Because it was like an echoed effect that it would sound like somebody from far away and not myself. He was playing me. Okay. No, we have to do our own Foley here. We have our own sound effects. It's great. You gotta love like low budget Foley work, man.
I love this show.
I love it most of the time. All right, if we're done, we're done, folks. Tune into the NFL action this weekend. We'll be back next week to recap that. More coaching talk, I would imagine. Hopefully more shenanigans down in Jerry World to talk about. And a preview of the oh-so-important conference championship weekend. Ray Cash, you already said front and center sports podcast.
Don't forget the comprehensive breakdown of the Pro Bowl.
No, we won't be having that. No. I promise.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
We don't do that.
Only on Oblong Ballfoot.
No, Megusta.
What is it? Dodge?
Same oblong foot time.
Here, let me describe
the oblong foot show. Same oblong football.
Let me just tell you this. Here's my analysis on the Pro Bowl weekend, and it's part of the weekend. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, barrel roll, and dodge. Is that what it is?
No barrel roll. You got everything else right.
Oh, okay.
It's your barrel. It's roll. 5 D's.
Yeah. Add it's Ray Cash.
No. Yeah. I changed the hemp.
No, you didn't.
I didn't, but I do want you to shout me out.
Why not?
I don't know. It's a bit now. Like, I really don't care.
How's TNA, Andrew?
We're going to this bit. Okay. Well, Masha Slamovich was on NXT. I don't know if you watched it because you don't like to watch NXT, but that was good. So they're showing that they still have that working relationship. She had a little moment in the back with Shawnee, and you know, Sean said, "I'm just a call away." So we might see more TNA NXT crossover. So
live show supposed to be coming up in February. That's big.
No, right
at live impact.
No. It's in next week, right after Genesis, because Genesis is this Sunday. So because it's a Sunday, they don't have a weekend day to film. So it's next. Not tomorrow, but today, as of the when this goes up, next week is supposed to be a live impact episode.
Did they ever explain why Bradshaw's been helping Nick Nemeth?
No, they didn't. But Nemeth has his match against Hendry Sunday, so hopefully that's a payoff somewhere. While you know Ryan Nemeth continues to do his Mokuba impression, which it's so cringe, it's fantastic, it's good shit. We'll see where it goes, because I feel like Genesis is a turning point. Because most
of the turning point is in like March.
Good job. I'm glad you got that on lockdown right there.
Well, we need to get a final resolution to this show so we can get out of here.
If someone says King of the Mountain, I'm fucking ending the show immediately.
I see. That's his Destination X right there. We don't talk about King of the Mountain.
What are you? What more are you fucking here to say shenanigans?
That is the worst, best music ever. It's so bad, but it's so good. I love it.
I mean, Jarrett's old school theme was great. AJ's was great. Even Sting's. Sting's was pretty good. And Kurt's.
Kurt's is fire. I don't like the rapping version, though. I just like the instrumental.
Yeah, I agree. The instrumental's better.
Christian Cage, he still uses it. Christian's music was fire, too. Abyss's music was fire.
They kind of reused that for Ryan Nemeth. I don't know if you've watched anything recently. But he comes out with that like carnival goofball fucking music a little bit before it remixes. And the first time I heard it, I'm like, that's fucking Abyss's theme, just kind of like remixed. I'm like, that's funny.
Chris is somewhere like making millions with WWE now, just shaking his head.
I mean, it's very TNA. What are you going to do? They live up to the letters sometimes.
Is Del Alvarez still doing it for him?
That's a good question. I think he is, but I don't know if he did that specifically, because I know Chris Bay did his own music for ABC before his injury and all that other stuff. So sometimes they let them pick and choose, as long as it's not like expensive or it's them doing it. Like, you know, Jeff Hardy was doing his own shit, and the Hardy theme wasn't, you know, something they had to pay for, so they carried that over.
But Dixie's husband was doing some for a while too, when she owned the company.
True. Yeah, that is true. Good old Dixie.
Okay, sorry. Thank you, Lord Football, for another show.
I'm no football show. I'm no football show.
We're trying to be good, okay? I'm giving you many outs.
They're not good. They're bad. They're really bad. Follow at Rage Cash and IWC War Chief. It'll come down. At your set of an LPC.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I can talk fast. I can't spell fast.
I can't spell. I can't count it. I can spell it, but I can't say it.
Iconography.
Why am I saying it wrong?
Icon of
Take it easy.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.